Hello, thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for your time. Can you tell us a little bit about Shocktober?
Well, Ambulance Victoria is embarking on its largest campaign during the month of October, and we're renaming it Shocktober. So we're on a mission to make the month of October one that equips all Victorians with the know-how to do their basic CPR and to locate their nearest defibrillator.
So I was just doing some reading of statistics earlier. Every day around 18 Victorians will suffer a cardiac arrest and only 1 in 10 survive. And 75% of cardiac arrests occur at home. So knowing CPR is obviously very important.
Very important. CPR and defib are crucial for survival. For every minute that CPR is delayed, survival decreases by 10%. And when bystanders act and call 000, begin CPR, and then shock using an AED, the chances of survival increase by a whopping 68%.
Are people nervous about doing these types of courses because of obviously everything that's going on at the moment with COVID, but are people still a little bit nervous in learning that CPR because it might not happen to me sort of scenario?
Very much so. And, you know, it doesn't discriminate. It can happen to anyone at any time, anywhere and at any age. So it is really important that people know how to do it because it is so vital for them to act quickly if it does happen to someone around them, whether that be a bystander or someone that they love.
Now, CPR, obviously, I'm not even going to try and pronounce what it stands for, but we know it as CPR and AED. These defibrillators are they're obviously found in some supermarkets, some big complexes, but where would you know where a defib is?
Yes, so and that is part of our Shocktober campaign. So we are urging people to find out where their nearest AED is located. So what they can do is they can jump on the AV website, ambulance.vic.gov.au, and then all they have to do is pop in their postcode or their suburb, and it'll actually come up to where all of the AEDs that are registered with AV are. So that's why part of this campaign, we're encouraging businesses and schools that own AEDs currently to ensure they are registered with the AV website and hopefully make them public so that 000 callers can direct people to them in a time of emergency.
And just give us those statistics again, if you wouldn't mind, Amelia, my guest this afternoon, Loddon Mallee Regional Acting Director Amelia Cohen joins us. Those statistics in relation to, you know, suffering a cardiac arrest, you mentioned there about time is very important. Just those numbers as to how many people actually survive one of these.
Yes, so in Victoria we have around 18 people suffer a cardiac arrest per day and only 1 in 10 of them survive. And 75% of them occur in the home. But with CPR and if people can access a defib, that can increase by 68%. So you're improving people's chances.
And doing these types of courses, are they hard? The CPR courses, are they hard? Are they easy? Do they need to be redone every couple of months?
They're quite simple. And at the moment during our campaign, people can jump onto our website, as I said, ambulance.vic.gov.au, click on Shocktober, and there are actually videos on how to perform CPR and then also how to use an AED, because a lot of people are very concerned about using defibrillators. They're extremely easy. Anyone can use them, and they won't hurt anybody. So that's the best place I would get somebody to start. There are further first aid courses people can do, but for the month of October, jump on our website and get into some practice.
All the details at ambulance.vic.gov.au. Amelia, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. We'll have all the details up on our website at goldcentralvictoria.com.au. And that's a scary number, isn't it? 18 Victorians suffer a cardiac arrest and only 1 in 10 survive. Really do appreciate your time, Amelia, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks for having me.